Whenever you hear the song Waka Africa by Manu Dibango, then it's time for African Perspectives. Welcome to African Perspectives, the show dedicated to the music of and issues about the African continent and Africans in Georgia and the entire Southeast. I am your host, Akinloye Ojo, welcoming you to the show. As they say in Haiti, the first free black republic in the world, Sakpase. Welcome to African Perspectives, a precious time together to add value to the idea of the mother continent through music and words. Even within this anxiety-filled season, it is a delight to be with you again for a weekly gathering and celebration of Africa and Africans. We continue in this period of high anxiety and worry around the world. The coronavirus pandemic is not yet over. We sincerely hope that we will all continue to follow the recommendations of health officials so that we can slow and hopefully stop the spread of COVID-19. Unfortunately, this has been quite difficult for many people in the world since Monday, May 25th. The health crisis was further compounded for many people with the killing of yet another unarmed black man following an encounter with police in Minneapolis, Minnesota. George Floyd's atrocious killing was captured on video. The reaction was swift as thousands of people around the world ignored social distancing rules and took to the streets protesting the killing. The protests that further highlighted the courageous and change-seeking efforts of the Black Lives Matter movement. We join our voice today to call in for police reform and the need to address police brutality and systematic racism in the larger American society.
Yeah.
Welcome to African Perspectives today on our talk show in June. It is Father's Day, and I salute to all fathers and father figures listening today. We sincerely hope that all our male listeners who are fathers, father figures, or even fathers-to-be are enjoying the day so far. It is quite a busy show for us today. We must, however, begin with a sincere apology to all those who might have tuned in today, hoping to listen to the first part of our five-week-long African musical odyssey on our popular African Music Safari. We had planned to begin the music safari today in North Africa, but as with many things around this time, we are postponing the safari until next week. For today, we're hoping to achieve four things. First, we'll be commemorating Father's Day and celebrating all the fathers and father figures in our listening area. Secondly, we'll once again be agonizingly addressing the painful reality of black men and women dying from encounters with the police, the people that are armed and tasked with protecting communities across America. We will share part of a letter signed in 2014 by 1,800 American sociologists after the police killing of Trayvon Martin in Ferguson, Missouri. Thirdly, we will commemorate the Juneteenth holiday that was marked last Friday. Lastly, we will round up with a commemorative segment in memory of the Nigerian reggae legend and one of our all-time favorite artists, Majek Fashek, who died in his sleep on June 1, 2020. Overall, today's show is dedicated to the Black Lives Matter movement across America and across the world.
Mother, mother, there's too many of you crying. Brother, 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 there's far too many of you dying. You know we've got to find a way to bring some loving here today. Yeah. Father, father, we don't need to escalate. You see, war is not the answer, for only love can conquer hate. You know we've got to find a way to bring some loving here today. Oh, picket lines and picket signs. Don't punish me with brutality. Talk to me so you can see. Judge us simply cause our hair is long. Oh, you know that we've got to find a way. Bring some understanding here today. Oh, oh, oh. Picket lines and picket signs. Don't punish me with brutality. Come on, talk to me. You can see what's going on. Yeah, what's going on? Tell me what's going on. I'll tell you what's going on.
Right, right on. Right on.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
A happy Father's Day to the fathers and father figures, including the brothers, uncles, stepdads, grandfathers, and others who are caring for their offspring and relatives on the day set aside to celebrate the men who are making a difference in the lives of others. We celebrate all the good men who are taking care of business within their families and the community. God bless all the good and responsible men listening to our show today. And talking about commemoration, we want to send our best regards to everyone that observed the annual Juneteenth celebration last Friday. The celebration commemorates annually June 19, which is the end of slavery in the United States. This year's commemoration was particularly striking, coming against the backdrop of the ongoing protest against the latest killings of two black men by the police. One in Minnesota and one here in Georgia. Ironically, this was similar to the situation in 2015 when the Juneteenth celebration came up right after the killing of yet another black man, Walter Scott, on April 4, 2015 in North Charleston. After that killing became public, Walter Scott was shot 5 times in the back as he ran away from the police officer who had stopped him for having a broken taillight. Today, we offer our fullest support to all those who are peacefully protesting the series of recent police killings across America. We join their call for an end to police brutality and police killings. Frankly, every parent, especially fathers of young black people, must be worried sick just considering the fate of young black people whenever or wherever they encounter police in America. It is becoming rather scary to be a black father in America. And shockingly, it is in relation to the police. And as we've noted too many times on our show, it should not be a matter of ideology. Unless we are of the opinion that it is okay for a respected police officer to place his knee on the neck of a subdued and handcuffed citizen for 9 whole minutes, or that an encounter between a citizen accused of being too intoxicated to drive while sitting in his car and after offering to walk to a relative's nearby home should end up in the death of the citizen by the same police called to check on his welfare. There are going to be instigating factors for citizens to deal with the police, but case after case, it is becoming apparent that the chances are higher for a black citizen to lose his or her life after such encounters. A friend of mine reminded me that this is not a new development in America, but I think it is time for it to stop. We are therefore grateful for all the people of all races, gender, and creed, especially the young people who are part of all the peaceful protests after these recent killings. This madness has to stop. It is even more painful for many black people in America because it is not too difficult to see oneself in place of each of the unfortunate black citizens who have died from their encounters with the police.
Get up, stand up. Stand up for your rights. Get up, stand up. Don't give up the fight. Get up, stand up. Stand up for your rights. Get up, stand up. Don't give up the fight.
You preach a man, don't tell me heaven is under the earth. You are dopey and you don't know what life is really worth. It's not all that glitter is gold, and half a story has never been told. So now we see
up. Stand up for your rights. Get up, stand up. I said don't give up the fight. Cause you know most people think a great God will come from the skies and take away every little thing and left everybody dry. For yours right here on earth, and now we see the light. We gonna stand up for our rights. Come on, get up, stand up. Don't make them push you around. Stand up for your rights. Come on, brothers, get up, stand up. Be brave now, don't give up the fight. I say, get up, stand up. Stand up for your rights. Stand up. Don't give up to the fight. Sick and tired of this game of technology. Humbly asking Jesus for his mercy. We know and we understand. Almighty Jah is a living man. You fool some people sometimes, but you can't fool all the people all the time. And now we see the light.
Get up, stand up. A challenging song from Peter Tosh. Life is becoming more worrisome and scary for many black fathers in America, especially after the recent killings of four young black people, Breonna Taylor, Ahmaud Arbery, George Floyd, and Rashad Brooks, in different parts of the country by people involved in law enforcement. As summarized in a letter that was signed by 1,800 American sociologists for justice in 2014 after the killing of Michael Brown in Ferguson, Missouri, instead of feeling protected by police, many African Americans are intimidated and live in daily fear that their children will face abuse, arrest, and death at the hands of police officers who may be acting on implicit biases or institutional policies based on stereotypes and assumptions of black criminality. Sadly enough, the letter could have been written at the end of this May after the George Floyd incidents in Minnesota. In the letter, the sociologists demanded justice and change in policing of communities of color, noting that the events back then in Ferguson, Missouri, emerged from deeply ingrained racial, political, social and economic inequities, amongst which include a broad-based problem with the administration of policing in the U.S., particularly within black communities. The large group of American sociologists was also troubled by the excessive show of force and militarized response to protesters who rightly were seeking justice and demanding a change in the treatment of people of color when dealing with law enforcement. This is something that has replayed itself now in 2020. They then urge law enforcement, policymakers, media, and the nation to consider decades of sociological analysis and research that can inform the necessary conversations and solutions required to address the systemic issues that the event in Ferguson and now in Minnesota and Atlanta have raised. They went on to note that the relationship between African Americans and law enforcement is fraught with long history of injustice, state violence, and abuse of power. Law enforcement hyper-surveillance of black and brown youth has created a climate of suspicion of people of color among police departments and within communities. The disrespect and targeting of black men and women by police departments across the nation creates an antagonistic relationship that undermines community trust and inhibits effective policing. Meaningful and relevant statements made by sociologists for justice and change back in 2014. We, on our part, wholeheartedly agree that Black Lives Matter. This good fight must continue until needed reforms occur. The Rainmaker, Majek Fashek, with Man of Sorrow. As we remember all the black fatherless children weeping and wailing today, as a black father living in America, I pause today to pray for the fathers and family of the following 14 African-American men and women, plus a child that have been killed following encounters with the police in different parts of the United States since 2014. These are Eric Garner, 43, killed in Staten Island, New York, on July 17, 2014. Markel Brown, 18, killed in Ferguson, Missouri, on August 9, 2014. Laquan McDonald, 17, killed in Chicago, Illinois, on October 20, 2014. Tamir Rice, 12, killed in Cleveland, Ohio, on November 22, 2014. Walter Scott, 50, killed in North Charleston, North Carolina, on April 4, 2015. Freddie Gray, 25, killed in Baltimore, Maryland, on April 19, 2015. Jamar Clark, 24, killed on November 15, 2015 in Minneapolis, Minnesota. Halton Sterling, 37, killed in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, on July 5, 2016. Philando Castile, 32, killed in St. Paul, Minnesota, on July 6, 2016. Stephon Clark, 22, killed in Sacramento, California, on March 18, 2018. Botham Jean, 26, killed in Dallas, Texas, on September 6, 2018. Breonna Taylor, 26, killed in Louisville, Kentucky, on March 13, 2020. Ahmad Abreu, 25, killed in Brunswick, Georgia, on February 23, 2020. George Floyd, 46, killed in Minneapolis, Minnesota, on May 25, 2020. And Rashad Brooks, 27, killed in Atlanta, Georgia, on June 12, 2020. May the souls of all these young people rest in peace, and may the Almighty grant their families peace and justice. Amen.
I'll be glad when I get inside the house. Oh, drop my keys. Oh, what's this bright light? My God, they must gonna rob me. With these people, with them, they're gonna rob me. I'm gonna take off my wallet to make sure they just get the money and nothing else. Oh, shit, wait. That's the police. Oh, I feel so much better. I will show them I have my ID so they know I am good people.
Though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I fear no evil, for thou art with me, thy rod with me. Rastafari, I can't forget you, Naughty Dreads, you're up in here. I gotta respect that, you know what I'm saying? Light is in the air. Enemy on the borderline, who'll be the next to fire? 41 shots by the Alosai. You said he reached, sir, but he didn't have no peace, sir. But now he rests in peace, sir, in the belly of the beast, sir. You guys are vampires in the middle of the night, sucking on human blood. Is that your appetite? Said he reached, sir, but he didn't have no peace, sir. But now he rests in peace, sir, in the belly of the beast, sir. Have you ever been shot 41 times? Have you ever screamed and no one heard you cry? Have you ever only so you can live? Have you ever lived only so you can die again, then be born again from these enemies on the borderline? Who'll be the next to fire 41 shots?
You're listening to African Perspectives on Athens Public Radio Station, WUGA. Today's show was originally scheduled to be the first of our five-week music safari, but that has been delayed by the unfortunate development following successive killings of young black people in different parts of the country by people involved in law enforcement. The heinous killing of George Floyd was caught on tape and shocked the whole world. It got millions in to protest. Unfortunately, some troublemakers took advantage of the protest, proceeded to loot and destroy property, especially during nighttime protests. To worsen the situation, police officers were attacked and some were killed. Many peaceful protests became violent, leading to the deployment of the National Guard in many cities. These violent actions were inappropriate and completely unacceptable. Violence will not end violence, just as two wrongs do not make a right. As expressed by Dr. Martin Luther King in his speech, The Other America, that was delivered at Stanford University in 1967, he says, while riots might be the language of the unheard, riots are also socially destructive. Back then, he noted further, that certain conditions continue to exist in our society which must be condemned as vigorously as we condemn riots. So we on African Perspective strongly condemn the destruction of property and the attacks on law enforcement officers. And we equally condemn the continued killing of unarmed black men and women through excessive and violent actions of law enforcement officers. Violence of any kind is not acceptable, especially when coming from those commissioned to maintain peace, serve, and protect.
Crying out for justice. Everyone is crying out for peace, yes. None is crying out for justice. I don't want no peace. I need equal rights and justice. Okay.
get it equal rights and justice. I really need it equal rights and justice. Just give them my shit.
Before we round up today's show, let us clearly state that we on African Perspectives believe that it is possible for a person on one hand to support police officers working hard to protect our communities. We therefore fully support the men and women of the Athens Police Department, but it's also possible to support on the other hand the call for police reform. Black Lives Matter is not the antithesis of Blue Lives Matter or All Lives Matter. Furthermore, Black Lives Matter is not in any way saying that other lives do not matter. We can love the police without supporting brutality and violence towards a segment of the population. We can support and protect our police officers without making them unaccountable and seemingly above the law. And as the 1,800 American sociologists demanded in their 2014 letter, there must be reform to the system, especially when it comes to policing involving people of color. As they demanded, there is a need for an independent, comprehensive national study on the role of implicit bias and systemic racism in policing. Federal funding should be allocated to support police departments in implementing the recommendations from such a study, and there should be ongoing monitoring and public reporting of key benchmarks, including use of force, arrest by race, and there should also be improvement in police practices. There must be legislation requiring the use of dash and body-worn cameras to record all police interactions. Data from these devices should be immediately stored in tamper-proof databases and should be clearly handled for public access. And as they also demanded, there must be increased transparency of public law enforcement, including independent oversight agencies with guaranteed full access to law enforcement policies and on-the-ground operations, and more streamlined, transparent, and efficient procedures for the processing of complaints, as well as the Freedom of Information Access requests. Generally, we believe that the police force is a beneficial American institution requiring support and continued funding. But it is an American institution that strongly and urgently requires reform, especially with interactions with people of color. We also believe that this issue should not divide fair-minded people in this country. There has to be a more nuanced understanding, even as we all express our passion and emotions. A friend and a colleague at UGA, Owen Green, shared a cartoon on Facebook recently. The cartoon brought me to the realization that we need to have today's show on African perspectives. In the cartoon, Jesus was delivering his Sermon on the Mount and delivering the Beatitudes. He had just started with "Blessed are the poor," when someone in the crowd responded, "Jesus, all humans are blessed."
Think you where you come from, as long as you're a black man, you're an African. No mind your nationality, you have got the identity of an African. 'Cause if you come from Clarendon, and if you come from Portland, and if you come from Westmoreland, you're an African. So don't care where you come from, as long as you're a black man, you're an African. No mind your nationality, you have got the identity of an African. 'Cause if you come from Trinidad, and if you come from Nassau, and if you come from Cuba, you're an African. So don't care where you come from, as long as you're a black man, you're an African. No mind your complexion, there is no rejection, you're an African. 'Cause if your flexion high, 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 your flexion low, and if your flexion in between, you're an African. So don't care where you come from, as long as you're a black man, you're an African. No mind denomination, that is only segregation, you're an African. So don't care where you come from, as long as you're a black man, you're an African. No mind your nationality, I've got the identity of an African. 'Cause if you come from Brixton, and if you come from Easter, and if you come from Wednesday, and if you come from Bronx, and if you come from Brooklyn, and if you come from Queens, and if you come from Manhattan, and if you come from Canada, and if you come from Miami, and if you come from Switzerland, and if you come from Germany.
Even as we all enjoy Father's Day today, let us continue to pray for peace, justice and fairness in America and the entire world. Painfully, five black men, five fathers, will not be able to celebrate Father's Day today with their families because they died suddenly. First is George Floyd of Minneapolis, who was killed by police during an arrest on May 25, 2020. Second is David Dawn, a retired St. Louis police captain and police chief of Moline Acres, Missouri, who was fatally shot when he tried to stop the looting of a pawn shop during the protest over the death of George Floyd. Third is Patrick Underwood, a federal officer that was shot at the federal courthouse in Oakland during the same George Floyd protest. And fourth is Rashad Brooke of Atlanta, who was killed by police while fleeing from arrest in the parking lot of a fast food restaurant. Of course, for our show today, the fifth is Nigerian reggae legend and one of our all-time favorite artists, Majek Fashek, who died in his sleep in New York City on June 1st, 2020. Born Majek Odumi Fasheke, and popularly known as Majek Fashek, he was a beloved Nigerian singer, songwriter, and guitarist. He was born in Edo State, Nigeria in 1963 and rose to prominence in 1988 when he released his solo debut, Prisoner of Conscience, titled for the name of his then band. This included the award-winning single, Send Down the Rain. The iconic singer was drawn to reggae in the 1980s at a point when high life and juju music were dominant in Nigeria. With a high, quivering voice that drew comparisons to reggae great Bob Marley and a conscious vibe in keeping with Marley's push to uplift, Fashek quickly gained reputation as the voice of righteousness. Majek Fashek furthered that image with a dancehall-spiked and anti-apartheid song, Free Africa, Free Mandela, from his 1989 album, I and I Experience. He achieved a rare crossover success in the United States in 1991 when he signed with Interscope Records and released the Little Steven Van Zandt-produced breakthrough, Spirit of Love. That effort included his biggest international hit, So Long, Too Long, an uplifting anthem that opened with the exhortation, Arise from your sleep, Africa. Arise from your sleep, America. There is work to be done, Africa. The song, which Majek Fashek performed on tour while traveling with Tracy Chapman and also on the late night show with David Letterman, directly paid homage to Marley's legacy of activist lyricism with lines such as, Remember, remember, Marcus Garvey, who had a dream for you, Africa. Remember, remember, Martin Luther King, who had a dream for you, America. They say you are black. They say you are brown. They say them white. They say you are brown. But only the angels of God is white now. Only the angels of God is white. Majek Fashek was 57. Here he is with a So Long, Too Long track for your listening pleasure. Enjoy.
Remember, remember Martin Luther King. Ooh. is unite, we will be free. So long, for too long. So long, for too long. Remember, remember, remember my Kaskabe, who are the dream for New Africa. Remember, remember, remember Martin Luther King, who are the dream for New America. Remember, remember King Selassie, who was betrayed by his people. Remember, remember, remember Lord Jesus Christ, who died for you and I to gain salvation. They say you are black, they say you are brown, but only the angels of God is white.
We've been sitting around for so long, for too long. Majek Fashek. May the soul of the Rainmaker and that of all the recently departed fathers rest in peace today on Father's Day. Once again, let us close today's show by wishing all of us continued God's protection during the uncertain period as the world battles the COVID-19 pandemic. We sincerely hope that we will all continue to follow the instructions and recommendations of health officials, even as we continue to venture more and more outside. We must ensure that we use common sense and make the right choices to keep our loved ones and ourselves safe at this time. For those participating in the peaceful Black Lives Matter anti-racism protest, we implore all of you to remember to observe the social distancing guidelines, including wearing masks. We on African Perspective declare that all this will soon pass too. And as we leave today, we pray that the Almighty will grant the families of all those killed by the coronavirus peace in their sorrow and strength to bear their losses. As the last word on the dubious assertion being peddled by some, that it is not possible to simultaneously support the police and demand an end to police brutality, or that it is either Black Lives Matter or All Lives Matter, I want to leave you with a quote attributed to one Doug Williford that was also shared, interestingly, by Erwin Green on Facebook. The quote goes like this: "If my wife comes to me in obvious pain and asks, 'Do you love me?' an answer of 'I love everyone' will be truthful, but also hurtful and cruel in the moment. If a co-worker comes to me upset and says, 'My father just died,' a response of 'Everyone's parents dies' will be truthful, but hurtful and cruel in the moment. So when a friend comes up in a time of obvious pain and hurt, having witnessed a human being suffocated by a law enforcement officer on the street, recorded on video, and the person says, 'Black lives matter,' a response of 'All lives matter' is truthful, but it's hurtful and cruel in the moment." Finally, on behalf of my colleague working with me to bring you African Perspectives, Mr. Michael Cardin, we thank you for tuning in. For all fathers and father figures today on Father's Day, for all the people of all races and creed participating in the peaceful Black Lives Matter anti-racism protest across the country and across the world, for the memory of all the black people who have been victims of police brutality, especially the four recent victims, Breonna Taylor, Ahmaud Arbery, George Floyd, and Rashad Brooks, and for you, our longtime listeners, who have been joining us weekly for the last 23 years, we thank God for Africa and Africans. Whatever we do, we will not forget Africa. That'll be all for now. The views and opinions expressed on African Perspectives do not necessarily reflect those of this station, the University of Georgia, or the Georgia Public Broadcasting. Thank you for tuning in to African Perspectives on WUGA. On behalf of the African Perspectives team, I have been your host, Akinloye Ojo, calling all Africans to the spirit of Ujamaa. We thank you for being with us today for our Father's Day celebration and solidarity with all the ongoing peaceful Black Lives Matter anti-racism protests. We hope you've enjoyed our third show in the month of June as the world continues to deal with the impact of the coronavirus. If so, join us next week as we finally begin our 5-week-long musical odyssey across the continent of Africa on our popular African Music Safari show series. We'll begin in North Africa. Until then, I say Odigba, Kwaeri, Sanjima, Kachifu, Kamben, Subanana, Tiwanesa, Uriti, Dinawalu, and so long.